It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure. Like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for swap meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam.
Here I am.
That's right. It's a swap meet. 312-981-7200. This is our Wednesday night segment where we evaluate your memorabilia, your collectibles, your junk. Just had to get that in the right order.
Right.
Greg Flam at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter, ready to tell you what your junk is worth. Greg, good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you. Thanks, Justin.
All right. We already got some people texting in and calling. 312-981-7200. All right. So before we get into sort of evaluating everybody's, having people brag about their junk, let's brag about yours. What do you got this week?
Well, I brought in the WGN commemorative Blues Brother poster.
Oh, this is the best thing ever.
It's 70 seasons. So they used this picture, I guess, earlier for a Blues Brothers promo.
Of course they did.
Yeah, and then they ran it again, and our buddy Tom Thayer on the right.
My favorite on Thayer is they make it seem as if they have, I don't know if they're off, they like grease them up, right?
Yeah, they look
so they all look like they're a little bit like they've played football, yeah, and you can see like the makeup grease they put on Thayer's arms to make it seem like he just played football.
Yeah, he looked like he fixed the car more than played football.
Yeah, right? But, look at that.
But yeah, anyways, yeah, so I just decided I'm going to bring in a Bears poster every week because I have so many different ones. I'm just going to bring in one a week.
Look at that poster, guys. You see that?
So yeah, so and then some of the other stuff I
Bears.
Brought.
Look at that. You got I can't even move on. This is the best poster I've
ever seen. Is it Hilgenberg 63?
You got Hilgenberg. You got a Covert, Jimbo Covert.
Yep.
You got a Thayer, of course. You got what's his name? Van Horn?
Yes.
Keith Van Horn. And who's the fifth guy? Is that a Bortz? Let's see. Who we got in a...
Yep.
Yeah, did I get it?
Yeah, Bortz.
Bortz. Yeah.
You got them all.
Yes! Best poster of all time.
That's right.
All right. Like Rob said, $1,500. I'll give you $2,000.
Yeah. I'll take half that.
All right. What else you got?
Well, you know me. I do my anniversary stuff. And we've got 1953. First Corvette came out this week.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah. So that's what... the first one costs like $3,500. Thought that was
my father-in-law had a, and I couldn't tell you what it was, and he's probably upset with me because he's probably told me 10, 15 times, but he had an old Corvette, probably a 60s, right?
Okay.
That was in the garage for a good 15 years, probably longer in his life, I've known him for 15.
Wow.
And it was always there, and he's always like, I just, I got to fix this one thing, and then it's going to work. And then just like 2 years ago, he sold it.
Wow.
But it was like, it was always there, and I would be like, wow, that's a Corvette. Hey, Ken, you want to take us for a ride?
You happen to know how many miles were on it, or no?
No, I know is that it didn't run, and he had to fix this, and he had to fix that.
Right.
But he had a Corvette in the garage, and I always thought that was cool.
Yep. And let's see, 1979, first Sony Walkman came out, so I brought a couple different versions of them.
Yeah, there you go.
What you're looking for when you find these, I just sold a broken Sony Walkman from 1983 or 5 or something like that. For $90, broken. Okay,
I would think that everybody would have a Sony Walkman.
Right. So I'm giving you this tip. Look around, and if the model number is usually like WM, WMD dash whatever number, if the number is a single digit, you've got something.
Okay.
So that's our tip for the people. And that's about it. Yeah. And
you know,
the first one cost $150.
The first Sony Walkman?
Yeah, that's quite a bit for 79.
Yeah, right. I feel like I would have had one probably in the mid-80s. That was where I'd be. And it was, I don't want to make a big deal about it, but jamming a Huey Lewis tape.
Yeah, I skipped over the Sony cassette Walkman, but I remember getting a
CD.
Discman.
Yeah.
And I wish I had that because those are like $200-$300 now.
You get a Huey Lewis, maybe a Whitney Houston.
Right.
A Paul Simon when that record came out.
Yep. Yep.
So the tape, are those tapes worth any tapes?
The tapes are, yeah. I mean, not
what
those.
What about a Kasingle? The Kasingles
go? Yeah.
All right.
Rock, I still collect the Rock Kasingles, anything like Aerosmith, Metallica.
Do those go for anything?
They do. They're a few bucks, yeah. And you can get them for like 10 cents at garage sales. And, you bundle them together and sell like $20 worth at a time or something.
I love it.
You know, but that's what I do.
So, all right, 312-981-7200. We got some good stuff. If you've got any singles that you want to brag about tonight,
yeah, well, here
tonight.
We go.
This is a swap meet sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then I've got Laura on the line. I got Barry on the line. I've got some people that are texting in. 312-981-7200. What do you want to brag about? Or do you have some collectibles or anything that you might own that you want to see what it's worth? Greg Flam is here at DuPage Picker. Stay with us. It's Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's the Swap Meet, sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market. 312-981-7200. Greg Flam at DuPage Picker in studio, as he is every Wednesday, to evaluate your memorabilia, your collectibles, your junk. What do you want to brag about tonight? We got a lot of people on the line, as well as some texts that are coming in. 312-981-7200. Why don't we kick it off tonight with Barry. Barry, what do you want to brag about, Barry?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey,
how about you?
Take my call.
No problem.
Thank you.
In my family, we've had a banner that hung across City Hall back in the 60s when the astronauts Ed White and Gus Grissom came to for a parade.
Hmm. Okay.
Ed White was the first astronaut, first man to walk in space.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool. Was that City Hall in Chicago?
Yeah.
I love it, man.
That, I had a Barry, relative that was the foreman of the print shop.
See, this is the kind of stuff that I geek out on. I love this stuff, Barry. All right, what would a banner, a City Hall banner, how big is the banner? Is it like a huge kind of like?
Well, it's about 3 feet high and about 50 feet long.
What? That's all?
Yeah, it's going to be hard to compare that to something, but I'm still guessing it's in the minimum $200 to $300 start.
Get rid of. I'm just curious on if there's a value to it.
Yeah. I don't know if there's probably nothing like it.
Right.
So then you get into a game where you're just trying to figure out who actually values something like that. I do.
Right.
But I would say that, you're onto something that's like an awesome starter, like a great story starter.
Right. And if you do sell it and you happen to do like an online auction, stick with the auction for like two or three times, because it might take a while for the right two people to get in a bidding war with it.
Yeah.
A lot of people give up after that first 5 day or 7 day auction and then just do a buy it
now.
So that's what I'll suggest, because it's
awesome.
Such a rare item and there's nothing to compare it to. I just would have patience with the auction process.
I love the Chicago history stuff. Thanks, Barry.
Thank you much.
Thanks for calling.
Good. Have a good night.
That's a great way to start. I love that stuff.
Yep.
Anything old Chicago, I'm into. Yep. Laura, what do you want to brag about, Laura?
We have a lot of collection of old Avon bottles.
Right.
And a lot of them are like when they had the car series.
Oh, yeah.
You mean like Avon, like makeup?
Avon collectible bottles are the bane of my existence. I am a sucker. I'll buy the car ones or the mini bike. They made hundreds of different ones. I mean, you can get it in the shape of a Duracell battery. You can get it in the shape of a old gasoline pump. I mean, they made hundreds of different designs, as you probably know.
Right.
I buy them and then I want to sell them, and they're really, I'm lucky if I get $3 or $4, and then you got to risk them, cracking open and the whole perfume or aftershave or some cases shampoo leaking, and you can't ship them USPS. But anyway, I digress. But at any rate, like, usually people sell lots of them, and I'm seeing a lot of like 28. The highest is ever sold for 28 of them for $262 for the whole lot.
Ooh, okay.
But generally, they're $3 to $5 each for most of them. So yeah.
Well, that's good to know. A lot of them were never open and they're in the boxes yet.
Exactly, and that's the only way I would buy them. I never buy the empty ones, because obviously, if you're going to resell them, you want mint.
Laura, it sounds like to me you got a couple of them. So what I would do is I'd keep a couple in the package and I pull the other ones out and just see what maybe a new fragrance,
right?
A new smell.
Definitely got that 70s smell. Yep. As she will say. I mean, like I said, so I have to, like, now when I see them, I just got to be like, no, and keep walking, because I'm a sucker for it. I see the Porsche when I want that, or the mini bike when I want that. You know, so I got to stop.
Okay. All right,
but it's a good topic. It's kind of the Beanie Baby thing. There are probably a handful of one that are worth quite a bit, but the rest are $3 to $5.
I'm intrigued.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Laura.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Yeah, she should just put a little of that underneath the ears.
I had one break in the back of my car, and for 2 weeks, and that kind of killed it for me. I'm like, no more.
Let's go to Kay. Kay, what do you got? What do you want to brag about, Kay?
I have an Anakin's pod helmet in the box from Star Wars.
Anakin Skywalker, yeah. Uh-huh. I don't want to, spoiler alert, but did you know that Anakin Skywalker turns into Darth Vader? You knew that? Everyone knew that? Am I the only one who's just, okay. All right, okay. Just figuring that out.
Yeah.
I need some more information. Do you happen to have the manufacturer, like, was it Kenner? Was it what brand, toy brand?
Oh, golly, it's up in the attic. Yeah,
you know, they make so much of that stuff, so it's really hard to get the exact one that you might have.
This is the pod racer scene where he's taken, if he wins, he gets to be freed. If not, he's got to go back into child slavery, because Star Wars was so...
Yeah, I
such a uproarious, joyful story about child slavery.
Do you is it still in the package, or what kind of condition is it? Okay,
it's never been used, never been played with, and
what year would you say it is?
I can't tell you that either. Now I'm
going that's okay.
Early 2000s, man. Right.
Right. Yeah.
That's when it came out. Like it came out. Like didn't that movie come in right around 2000?
Yeah. And I am not.
It says on the box.
Okay.
She's up in the attic,
digging it out. One.
Nice.
And.
Don't fall.
I'm not gonna fall.
Careful on the ladder, there.
Collector helmets and masks on the back, and it has all the different characters.
Mm-hmm.
Don Post mask series.
Wow. Okay.
You're killing me. You're killing me, Kay. I just have this visual in my head of you climbing up a ladder, and now you're on your tummy, like climbing through, and you've got asbestos, and you're like, you just coughed a little bit.
Every week I would listen to you, and I would think, oh, now I wonder what that's worth.
You got to... Get your stuff out from the attic, but if you snap a picture, send it to the DuPage Facebook page. I'll definitely get you a price.
Yeah, at DuPage Picker on Facebook, and you can get a price. Kay,
thanks.
Be careful on the way down.
Right.
Okay.
Okie doke. Thanks.
Right, thanks for calling.
Bye bye.
That was the best sound effects of all time.
All right.
You could hear it rustling around, and then the breath got short. Yep. I'm up in my attic. All right. 847 says, I have a signed Ryan Sandberg baseball. Okay. Only difference is that it's an American League ball that since he signed it at an All-Star game, does that make it worth less or more because of its quirk?
The only difference is the American League ball. I have found Ryan Sandberg signed All-Star ball. They didn't specify American League or not. Went for $75. Mm. So I don't think an American League ball would make it worth more.
Is that like an upside
down
stamp?
I think it'd be about
stamp?
The same, right. I think it's going to be about the same, $75 to $100. But you never know. It could get a little bit more.
All right. Yeah. Okay. 312-981-7200. 312's got one here.
Okay.
I've got a soccer ball that I purchased about 2 years ago. It's got a Latin American team and has a signature on it, but I cannot make out the name.
All right.
Do you have any suggestions on what I should do and how and where to get it verified?
I would research it if you can find the make of the ball. Sometimes they'll put the year in the make. If you just search that soccer ball, you'll probably find the various ones that had,
who signed
signature,
it.
Signature, yeah. Unless it's a fresh signature live ink that he had someone else sign, a live, regular player. Right. But the best thing is just look up the year of the ball and the make, and you'll get the stock signature ones.
Is that on the Chinese calendar, the year of the ball?
right after year of the rooster.
The goofy.
Right.
All right, 312-981-7200. I still have in my mind.
I'm just glad we're not talking cassette singles.
I'm a little upset with Download Nation that no one is texting in with their cassingles.
Right.
Nobody's got another bad creation cassingle.
I was working at Musicland when those were the big deal.
Yeah, Belle Biv DeVoe was probably a cassingle.
Yep.
Maybe a Boys to Men.
Yep, Poison, all that.
Did the cassingle have kind of like a 45, like a B-side to it?
They did,
right?
Yeah, they did different B-sides. Yeah. Some bands were cool and they would put some different, non-current album song on as the B-side, but I still collect them, if I see the rock ones or heavy metal ones.
That's as the second half. We'll take a break to get Rob's news, but the second half, we better get a flood of singles. 312-981-7200. Greg Flam in studio or playing Swap Meet. Stay with us.
It's time for Swap Meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flam.
Here I am.
There he is. It's the Swap Meet 312-981-7200. Sponsored by Wolf's Flea Market. All right, we've got some people on the line. We got some texts calling in. You know the drill. We're in the second half here of the swap meet. I'm a little upset as I see the texts and callers. No casingles. Maybe nobody has any anymore.
Oh, I'll have to bring in some.
I feel like that's there's no way you'd throw away a casingle.
You know,
it's too valuable.
They just had the paper sleeve, so I could see they're easily damaged. Any moisture, the sleeve's gone, and then you're down to the cassette, and people just toss them.
The casingle.
Yeah, I'll break some in next week.
All right, let's go to lines. Hannah, what do you want to brag about, Hannah?
I have a Bucky Dent autograph. I just wanted to.
All right, you got the radio on. Turn the radio down.
Yankee Stadium.
You're getting a weird reverb.
Hello. Yes. Can you hear me?
Well, you got a little double trouble there, Hannah. But she had a Bucky Dent 1975 autograph.
Signed ball, I think.
Signed ball,
right?
Yeah. Maybe she had two because of the echo. I couldn't tell.
She's giving her retirement speech now.
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, some are asking 500, but
for Bucky Dent?
Yeah, they're asking that, but they're not.
What makes Bucky Dent? What makes Bucky Dent of all people?
He got so lucky. I mean,
Bucky Dent as a Yankee, right?
Yeah, and former White Sox, and even sports guys will tell you, hey, he just right time, right moment hit this home run in the World Series, and just made man after that, you know. Yeah, the rest of his time wasn't that eventful with Yankees anyway. But
All right, 312-981-7200. Let's go to Ron. Ron, what do you want to brag about, Ron?
I have a baseball.
Oh, I love it.
We had three of them. My parents were Brewers baseball fans back in the early 70s.
Okay.
Okay.
They had connections with a sportscaster back then, and we have a ball signed by Hank Aaron, Warren Spahn, and Don Money.
Whoa.
All on one, right?
Is it all one, or is it three different balls?
Three different balls.
Okay, that's better, yeah. We've talked about the multiple signatures, yeah. But, yeah, let me see what...
I like that. Warren Spahn.
The only one we have is the Warren Spahn. The only thing is it's signed to my mom. With Warren Spahn's name on it, we also have a picture of him signing the ball standing next to her.
Well, that definitely helps as far as authenticating it. I'm trying to find Warren Spahn.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of Warren Spahn.
Right.
That's a good baseball name. I'm more particular, Ron, and you know this about me, but I'm more particular to the 80s baseball players.
Mm-hmm.
Spahn's a 70s guy, but, man, there's nothing better than an 80s baseball player name.
Signed Spahn balls are 70 and as low as 30. But that gives you a little start. If you if you want to reach me, I'll price the other ones for you.
There you go.
Oh, the only problem is when she passed away, we cleaned her house out, and the only ball we found was the Warren Spahn one. We never found the other two.
Because I would think the Hank Aaron would probably be more than a Spahn. I would think
she probably maybe she threw one of the balls to the neighborhood kid, and it's like, you need one.
The dog or something.
Yeah. Right.
It happens.
All right. Thanks.
Like the dog got a hold of it.
Yeah.
All right.
Dog. All right. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks for calling.
Guys.
Yep. All right. Let's keep going here. 312-981-7200. Got a lot of baseball tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go, Tim. Tim's got baseball as well. What do you got, Tim?
Hey, I got two things. I have a baseball that's autographed by minor league ball player Charlie Poe, who was kicked off of the Birmingham Barons to make room for Michael Jordan when he started his minor league baseball career. I also have an authentic NFL football that's not signed by Jay Cutler. I'm pretty proud of that.
The football, yeah.
Cutler's going to go on to be the best broadcaster of all time. He's going to be, and we're all here in Chicago going to be like, huh. He has said no personality in Chicago, but he'll be a great broadcaster. And we'll be like, and you know what's going to happen too, Tim? And the NFL is not dumb, Fox. They're going to assign him to every single Bears game.
Right.
So, what's the worst is we're going to be sitting here going, let's go down to the sideline. Jay, you got an update on that injury? He'll be like, get him away from us.
So I have a question. Who was the guy that Jordan brought up from his high school days at his Hall of Fame speech? The guy that Charlie got Poe. Kicked off the team to get together and
is
do
there
like
any,
a radio.
Is there any, in the Quirk world of, you know, sort of the idea of Charlie Poe getting kicked off for Jordan and he have an autographed baseball, does that mean anything?
That's probably a $10 item, I would think, $25.
Maybe. I like it. It's a good story.
It is a good story,
it's
and that's
cool
why we're here.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. That's what thanks. You brag about. Thanks, Tim.
Yep, thanks for calling.
All right, let's keep going here. Let's go to, I think we had this one before. I'm interested. Mike, what do you want to brag about, Mike?
I've got a 33 and a third RPM record from its gas station park back in the late 60s, I want to believe, or early 70s. Ernie Banks.
Oh, the
describes what kind of pitches he likes and all that.
Yeah, the Ernie Banks. Yeah, I just
saw
that.
So what does he do? It's an LP that they give away, and it's like just him talking?
Right, it's just him. It's a small 33 and a third RPM.
He's not like rapping or doing something? It's not
right.
Like an Eddie
That's
Murphy?
Not
it's not like Eddie Murphy when he did that party song?
I want to say I got Willie Mays and Don Drysdale and whatever guys were in that era, but Ernie Banks came up because he's a Cub.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, right, that's good. No, I know what you're talking about, and looks like they go for about $13.
What?
But he did come out with quite a few records. I just saw one last week. He had he's on the Cub Power one. He did his own other. It was like a red album cover. I just saw that last week in an estate sale. Hmm. But anyway, he's done probably a handful of records.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Sure.
Thank you.
All right, let's keep going. 312-981-7200. Let's shift gears. Let's do something else besides baseball. Let's do John. John, what do you want to brag about, John?
Yeah, I have a figurine that you put on your table in the 50s,
okay.
On a coffee table or something like that. And it's a black leopard with gold stripes.
Ooh, yeah.
It's an Art Deco figure.
Yes, I've seen those.
You have?
How big? Because I've seen them in various sizes.
3 inches high.
Okay.
And about 8 or 10 inches long.
Okay. And is this a lamp or just a figure?
No, just a figure.
Okay, yeah, because I've seen them both there as well. Let's see. I'm going to guess, while this is coming up, about $200 to $300.
Really?
Let me see.
So Ernie Banks puts a record out. Get away from
I
the
know.
Guess.
Here we are again.
Bucks. John's got a black leopard figurine, and he's going to get rent money.
A few hundred, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm having trouble getting that going.
Right. Well, that sounds like a good haul, John.
Yeah, I've seen them
where
before.
Who would buy it?
I have no idea.
It's pretty common, so I would compare others on eBay or whatever if you want to sell them, but you have to really pack that well because it's ceramic. So you might want to sell it either like at a garage sale or consignment or put it on Craigslist or OfferUp so they pick it up from you so you don't have to worry about packing it.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, John.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
John can be that creepy guy that's like, you got to come to my house to get it.
See the black leopard, right?
I'll tell you a quick story. When I was in, I guess I was an adult. I don't even know what do you call when you're 22. Is that adult? You're past college. Now you're just young adult. When I was a young adult,
right?
I had an apartment, and I remember I went to a flea market, and they had an incense holder that was a ceramic like that, but it was a woman's head. Right.
All
right. So it was black ceramic, and it was African American head maybe.
Okay.
And you'd put the incense in the middle, and then it would look like she was exhaling.
Oh, nice.
Smoke out of her mouth.
Hmm.
Now, what would that be going? Especially after I broke her in half.
And now you're putting her in the spot.
I think I got it for $5.
Yeah,
and after I broke it, I think that there were several partygoers that got cut by the ceramic.
Yeah, it's sometimes clean break, you can crazy glue that, you know.
I tried. Right. I tried everything I could to keep it alive.
I have a toilet cigarette lighter. I'd probably put those two together and bundle it. But yeah.
The bundle. 312-981-7200. Well,
What are you going to do?
All right, Mike's on the line, Bob's on the line, Ian's on the line. We got some great texts that are coming in. We'll get to them all tonight. 312-981-7200. Swap Meet, stay with us. It's the Swap Meet. Greg Flam's in studio at DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter. Taking your calls and texts. see what your junk is worth. Also, what you just want to brag about. Speaking of bragging, 847 came through.
Yes.
Looks like they just took a picture. They sent a picture of about 15 Kasingles. Probably not worth anything, but the best text of the night. I wish I could give you, well, I wish you could give my collection of Kasingles. But you have, listen to these songs, you guys. Samantha Fox, classic. Mm-hmm. Luther Vandross, of course. Mm-hmm. Queen. Will to Power. Is that it? Mm-hmm. Ooh, baby, I love you. Way, which is it. A Frampton cover.
Right.
Roxette.
Mm-hmm.
The Bangles.
Yes.
U2 with B.B. King.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the Angels of Harlem?
Yeah.
And a couple others. My favorite, though, FYC. She drives me crazy. She drives me crazy.
Nice.
Awesome. 847, you made my night.
Yes.
Made my night.
Now I don't have to bring him in next week.
I'm going to Apple Music on the way home tonight. I'm going to be like, she drives me crazy. Nice. I'm going to make... I'm going to get a lift on the way home. I'm going to be like, can you please play Fine Young Cannibals for me, please? Thank you. No, you can keep your water. I just like Fine Young Cannibals right now. All right, 312-981-7200. Mike, what do you got? What do you want to brag about?
Hey, good evening. I want to brag about I have a Mitchell transistor radio in the box.
Wow.
And it says 1954 on there, Chicago 26.
Chicago 26.
And it's in great shape.
Wow, that seems like a find.
Yeah, I'm wondering if that Chicago 26 is the model, because there were so many different Mitchell radios, some as high as...
No, it's 1101 model, 1101.
Okay, good,
but,
yeah.
The 26, I think, was like the zip code now.
Okay, yeah. Let's
see. But it's in great shape.
Some are as high as 438. I'm having trouble finding the 26 model.
1101
rather. I'm sorry. Yeah, I do have that in here. Okay, what color is it? There's different colors.
It's got like a
blue or
leatherette case. It's got leather. It looks like leather.
Okay.
On the sides and the back. And in the front, it's chrome with, like a grill on it.
Sure. Okay. I think you're looking at about $60 to $70.
Okay.
Could be more with the case, yeah. But
that's not a lot of money.
That's just a radio.
Yeah, the case is built into the radio.
Okay, yeah. So...
Yeah,
that I think you're still in that range there because it looks like any of the models.
I would have thought it'd be a lot more, buddy.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mike.
Yeah.
That's a
first
bummer.
Transistor.
Yeah, one here, right? $30. I'm seeing the exact one you're talking about with the leather case that wraps around it.
Wow. Okay, great.
All right, yeah, thanks, Mike. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
The Roxette Kasingle is the look.
Yep.
You got the look.
Yep.
Great stuff, man. While you were talking to Mike there, I was just like looking closer at the picture of all these. The Escape Club.
Yeah. Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wild. I'm more partial
to... Get it ready, Pete.
Bumper. I'm more partial to the Kool Moe Dee Wild Wild West than the Escape Club, but, hey.
You know.
Let's go to Ian. Ian, what do you want to brag about, Ian?
All right. I have a 1994 autographed book... soccer ball from the USA national team when the World Cup was played here in the first game in Chicago.
Wow. That was a great World Cup. The U.S. did not do well, if I do not remember.
Nope.
Right?
But he never do well, so don't worry about that.
They're doing better lately than they were back then.
We can go on and go on, but they're not
right.
doing well.
Let's talk about the ball, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a 1994 soccer ball autographed by the team?
I see a couple here selling that have sold for $25 to $200 in that range, signed. Mm-hmm. So that's by the U.S. team.
Yeah, that's no good.
No, this is by the U.S. team. That's fine, but this is 94. It's a first edition.
Yeah.
Right, that's what I have here. World Cup USA 1994, FIFA size. Signed ball, $25 is sold for plus shipping.
You kidding me?
Nope, not kidding you.
Sorry, buddy.
And then there's another one here that was $200, best offer taken.
Hmm. Don't hold on to it. Just hold on to it. Ian, just hold on to it. Don't freak out.
If you want to send a picture, I'll...
I'm not freaking out.
Don't freak out. Last thing you want to do in this case.
Hold on, I'm not freaking out about it. Trust me on this one. I'm just hanging on to it and hanging on to it.
Yeah.
When the U.S. win the World Cup.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Grand kids. will benefits.
All right.
That's right. All right. Good. Cool. Thanks, Ian.
Well, thanks for calling, Ian. Awesome.
I love that optimism.
Yep.
There you go. 765 is like, I'll buy that transistor. Mm-hmm. See? That's the next iteration of the swap meet, where we start to get, like, it becomes like a game show. You know, like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, where you get, like, some dramatic music, and we get two people on there like, I'll take the transistor. And you're like, how much does he want the transistor for?
Sure.
That'll be the next version.
And we can do like a swap meet where you want to swap box number one with box number three. Right. We incorporate that, like make a deal ending.
All right. Let's see. Here we go. Any value to these unopened Aerosmith t-shirts from the 70s?
Nice.
From my dad's record store, 847 says this.
That's awesome. First off, get any other stuff that was in your dad's record store, get that and keep it. Those shirts should easily be 100 to 175 each. I mean, sealed. I saw the picture you sent in the bag. That's awesome.
More than the transistor radio.
How many did he have? There, like five of them or something?
It's like, the Aerosmith t-shirt beats out the 1954 transistor radio in the box.
Yeah.
What world are we living in? I know. What happened here?
I know. It's a wacky pack world.
2017. 847. I have a piece of paper with Michael Jordan's signature on it, along with a ticket stub, and my picture with him from April of 1985. Is it worth anything?
Yeah, that's just going to be a typical Jordan signature, you know.
We got a lot of those.
Yeah, and there's so many.
All right, last one tonight. You ready for this?
Yes.
815. I have the Holy Grail of Jimmy Buffett albums.
Yeah, I got to get
Havana
that.
Daydreaming. It was an album that was never supposed to be released because in the track that was supposed to be, I have the song Big Rig, instead has a song called Please Take Your Drunken 15-Year-Old Girlfriend Home.
Okay.
Classic Buffett.
Nice.
Again, many believe this album is urban folklore and doesn't exist, but I have it in my possession, purchased at a resale shop back when I was in college at Eastern, circa 1978, 1979. Havana Daydreaming. Does that show up?
It does. And oddly enough, someone sold that with another record for only $3. So either the seller didn't know what it was and they just did like a buy now price and didn't know, or I'm trying to find some other ones.
That's fascinating.
It is rare. It is a rare album.
But that, again, if you're not going to get money off, it's a great story. It's something to brag about saying, look what I got. You guys want to hear, take your 15, your drunken 15-year-old girlfriend home?
Yeah, it is rare. There's none on here, so I just can't tell you.
Wow, interesting.
But yeah.
All right, well, there you go. There's another successful swap meet tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, everyone, for playing. Sorry I didn't get to some of the other texts that were on there. Try again next week. Greg Flam, at DuPage Picker, at Facebook and Twitter, joins us every Wednesday for the swap meet. Greg, great to see you, buddy.
Great to see you. Thanks.